This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Political campaigns traditionally get going in earnest after Labor Day, but you wouldn't know it if you watch television in the Philadelphia media market. Ads attacking Republican Governor Tom Corbett and his Democratic challenger Tom Wolf are all over the airwaves this summer, including one starring a Tom Wolf lookalike. WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies is here to tell us what's going on. Dave, Election Day isn't until November, of course. Why is this campaign season so long?
It's kind of like the Christmas shopping season, Jen. It just grows and grows, yeah. A couple of reasons in this race. First of all, the campaigns can afford it. You know, typically, it's so expensive to run TV ads that usually campaigns conserve their cash, don't get big into advertising until the closing weeks when voters are really focused. But there's just a lot more money available to campaigns these days, and partly because of court decisions. And if money is no object, why not advertise now and later? So that's part of what we're seeing. The second reason is that Tom Corbett came out of the primary race 20 points behind his opponent, Tom Wolf, and he needs to start making some headway right now to prove to his potential contributors that he's viable. And of course, once he starts shooting, the other side has to shoot back.
Okay, so Dave, you've brought a couple of ads to give us a sense of what the candidates' messages are. You want to start with an ad from Governor Corbett?
Sure. Here is a piece of a 30-second spot that Governor Corbett has accusing Tom Wolf of wanting to raise your taxes.
Wolf even tried increasing the state sales tax. Now Wolf says as governor, he'd raise the income tax on many workers.
But thanks to Wolf, one person got lower taxes, Tom Wolf. Wolf's company moved to Delaware to avoid paying the same taxes he forced us to pay. If there was a hypocrite tax, Tom Wolf would owe a lot of money.
Ouch. Is that true?
Well, Wolf did not move his company, which designs kitchen cabinets, to Delaware. It is chartered there, as are many companies in a lot of states, because they like Delaware's laws on corporate governance. Wolf has consistently said he gets no tax benefit, doesn't use the so-called Delaware loophole. The Corbett camp hasn't offered any evidence that he does, and there's no independent way to be sure based on available records. The other stuff that you hear there concerns Wolf's support for tax proposals many years ago by Governor Rendell when Wolf was his revenue secretary. And then there's another part of it, which is an idea that Wolf has for tweaking the state's income tax. You can get the details on that on our blog, offmic, at newsworks.org. So there's some truth to it and maybe a little exaggeration.
And the Delaware loophole is something that is ages old. We've been talking about that for many years.
Essentially, what a company does is they register a subsidiary in Delaware and then have that Delaware company charge their Pennsylvania company for money for things like marketing services or use of a trademark. Then the Pennsylvania company takes a tax write-off. It's kind of a bit of an evasion.
These ads, is this stuff working? Is Corbett cutting into Wolf's lead at all?
There's some evidence that he may be. A CBS New York Times poll recently found Corbett within 9 points of Wolf, a lot closer than the 20-point margin we'd seen before. There is some controversy about that poll because it's not the traditional survey based on telephone interviews. It's an internet poll in which thousands of people nationwide answer questions online, and then the analysts try and weight the demographics to get a reliable result. Not everybody trusts the results, but it is a reliable news organization that's sponsoring it, and Corbett needed some good news, and he has it with this poll.
What about the other side?
Well, here's an ad that takes a shot at Corbett. This one opens with images of a couple of adorable children.
If she were an oil executive, if he were a lobbyist, if they were political contributors, maybe Tom Corbett would listen to them. Instead of cutting funding for their schools, oil and gas companies gave...
What's interesting about this one, Jennifer, is that it is not from the Wolf campaign, but from a political committee called NextGen, founded by a billionaire and former hedge fund manager Tom Steyer. Steyer's now devoting his time and a lot of money to the issue of climate change. He's targeted Tom Corbett for defeat, thus the ad. The other really hard-hitting ad attacking Corbett is from another independent pro-Democratic committee funded by the Democratic Governors Association and Public Employee Union. So there's outside money weighing in here.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we're going to see wall-to-wall attack ads up through Election Day?
Good question. There is a lot of national money that could be available to both sides, and it'll be interesting to see when we get some more independent polls in a few weeks. If it confirms Corbett is making headway, then it will indicate a competitive race, and we'll see a lot of money, and we'll probably be seeing uninterrupted attack ads for the next 3 months. And I guess I should warn folks, starting in October or maybe earlier, they'll see ads for the congressional races. This may just be noise to voters after a while, but you do see the ad makers trying to be more creative. Corbett has this ad by his consultant, Bob Brabender, which, as you mentioned, has a Tom Wolf lookalike. It's very clever. I don't know if the message exactly sticks. I find myself watching the Wolf lookalike guy, who's very funny, and not really paying attention to what's said. Maybe if you like it and you keep watching it, the message sinks in. But we're going to see a lot more of this.
All right. Well, WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies, thanks.
Good to be here.